Giant Radio Podcast.
The Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure with built-in space. Albert Einstein had failed his math class. It's time to bust some myths with MythBusters. I'm sure you've all seen camels, and some of us might have taken a ride on one of them. I sure have. But did you know that a camel can survive for 7 days without water? Yes, 7. Some camels, such as the Mongolian camel, have 2 humps. They are called Bactrian camels, and they can survive for 7 months without water. Well, many people believe it is because the camels store water in their humps. But is this true? First, let's talk about the fluid that is a part of every human being, an animal's body. Any guesses? It's the blood! Blood consists of 4 components, which are: number 1, plasma, which consists of water with protein, iron, nutrients, waste, etc. Number 2, red blood cells that carry oxygen from the lungs to the cells in the body and carbon dioxide from the cells to the lungs. Number 3, white blood cells are a part of our body's immune system and help in fighting viruses or bacteria that can cause illness. Number 4, platelets, which are responsible for blood clotting. The shape of blood cells in a human body is circular, whereas in the case of a camel, they are shaped oval. But how does this help them? Oval blood cells are more elastic and can expand easily to store more water. Since they have to survive in a desert, they can drink up to 20 gallons or 75 liters of water in one go. And the oval-shaped cells in their bloodstream expand to store this water when they need to use it later. But how do camels find water in a desert? Just like dogs, camels have a very keen sense of smell. And not just any smell. They can sniff microbes that are responsible for giving the musty smell of damp areas. Think of the smell of water on dry soil. The breeze carries the scent, which can be picked up by camels as far as 50 miles away. And once they are at a water source, they will fill their body with enough water to survive for a few days. And where does all of this get stored? In the bloodstream. So what do the humps contain? Fat, though a useful one. The hump provides the camels with the same energy as 3 weeks of food. But how do they get that fat? Well, a camel's diet mainly consists of grass, grains, wheat, and oats. You must be wondering, but they're in a desert, right? They can't find grass, grains, wheat, or oats. You are right, they can't find it in the desert. But every now and then, they may stumble across a grassland or a savanna. Then, they eat whatever they can find there. This phenomenon is common to most living organisms. When we humans eat, the food is broken down into salt, minerals, vitamins, carbs, and fat. The fat is stored in a few cells to be used as energy. The most common places where the human body stores fat are in the adipose tissue, and the camel's hump is largely made up of this adipose tissue. If it uses up the stored fat, the hump starts to droop. And once the camel has access to food, it comes back up. The hump also helps to regulate its body temperature. Because of the fatty tissue, the heat is concentrated in one part, helping the rest of the body to maintain a cooler temperature during the day. And during the night, the heat leaves the body through the rest of the body, thereby not allowing the body temperature to drop when it is cold outside. Isn't the desert fascinating? So the myth that camels can store water in their humps is false. Myth busted!